What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
You see him on the screen there, my brother from Memphis, Tennessee, radio host to like it is, Mr. Karaoke himself, the DJ himself, is my main man, JC Smith. JC, what's good, bro? Good to see you, bro. Show again.
What's up, man? Yeah, we ain't did this in a minute, bro. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, man?
Man, shit, you know, last week, regular season play-in week. We're going to see if the Hawks or the Magic going to be a 7-8 seed, like the Bulls are laying down to be 9. So we're going to see. Is that time of year again, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. Like I said, you know, playoffs just right around the corner, man. You know, spring is in the air, man. You know, what time to be alive, man.
No doubt, bro. It's crazy, man. Like, it's crazy now thinking about what all went down last week was at the Warrior game. Steph scoring over 50 points, and then, you know, Ja Morant doing what everybody else doing in the NBA, but he getting called out for it. And JC, this is my thought, JC. You can't talk about something that happened on off the court, bring it on the court, especially when all the players are doing it. So you're going to single him out because he had some off the court issues where he didn't break a law. He just messed up your PR machine.
Right,
he ain't break no law.
Yeah,
I don't think it's fair, bro. He's getting singled out. It's not right.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He's getting singled out. He definitely, I believe, you know, he messed up the NBA's rollout. You know, or even their kind of like redemption story rollout of Ja Morant, right? Like, because they want to make him the face of the league so bad, man. You know, even with him, you know, going through the troubles he went through, like, everybody loves a reclamation story, man, right? You know, they love you, then they hate you, then they love you again type story. So, you know, the league, they definitely want that to happen, man. But Ja just, you know, he's determined to be who he is, man, at this point. you know, kind of like the anti-face of the league, you know. Are they making a big deal out of nothing? Yes. Do other players in the league do it? Yes. My only knock against Ja, I guess, would be, bro, just you gotta just kind of just be a little bit smarter at this point, right? You know, like you just gotta kind of have to just be like, you know what? Yeah, I had my troubles. You know, what I'm doing on the court has nothing to do with having off the court. But the fact that people want to associate that with me, let me just operate, move a little differently, move smarter, man. Like I would love for Ja to get to that point of maturity in his NBA career to like, bro, you don't have to you know, act like somebody kills you every time you get fouled. Like sometimes fouls are not gonna get called. That's just how it is. You're not gonna get every call, right? I would love for him to be able to realize, bro, you're not gonna get every call, right? Let's continue on with the play, get back on defense. You know, just that level of maturity from him, man, I think is still the next step. And then if he's ever able to reach that, I think he'll truly unlock, you know, his full potential in the league going forward.
And JC, what's bothering me about this too, JC, is this: how quiet the NBAPA is about this. You ain't heard nothing from Andre Iguodala about fighting this fine or saying it should be revoked because other NBAPA members do this. And I get what you said about him needing to be smarter and move differently. And he's not doing it, but at the same time, he can't be pointed for something that all the other dudes can do when and not get fined. If that's the case, fine everybody. Because
Exactly.
I ain't trying to call people out by name, but there are people on the Hawks who do.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know?
Everybody does it, man. Yeah. You know, it's like I think the finger gun salute, you know, the guns in the court or whatever, is almost synonymous with the NFL, how they wipe their nose to signal the first down. Like, okay, all right, so at this point, if y'all gonna find Ja, then the only fair thing to do would be to just do away with it. The whole, you know, if somebody does it during the game, it's a tech. You know what I'm saying? Like, just completely do away with it at this point. But no, and you're right though, as far as the PA not sticking up for him, the Players Association, because to me, this is like an easy one to jump out and say, hey, this is not right. You know what I'm saying? This ain't fair. You know, so that speaks volumes also. That's the reason why nobody from the PA is stepping up to say anything, man. Like, I don't get that one at all. You would think a statement or somebody would have said something. It has been quiet on
Nothing.
all fronts.
Every day I check, has there been a PA statement for Andre Iguodala or somebody in the PA? I've saw it's been crickets, quiet as church mics. Now I'm like, this ain't right. I know he's
Crazy.
one of your more troubled members, as y'all would call it, but right's right and wrong is wrong.
Right. At the end of the day, like he's still a player in this league, and you know, y'all have to stick up for him, man.
And like it's obvious, like bro, like, and this is my thing: Adam Silver and Joe Dumars making something out of nothing. It could have just left it at the technical files. You have to leak to Sean Serrania. You're doing an investigation and over what?
Right, because remember at first they was, you know, the issued out the warnings or whatever, and that was gonna be it. But I guess just the fact that they felt like Ja was being so defiant, you know what I'm saying, to do it literally the next night, you know what I'm saying, after they told him, hey, bro, you know, chill on that. I think that was the part where the league was like, all right, man, we can't suspend him. You know, only thing we could do is maybe take some money from him. And that's what I'm talking about for Ja. When I say move smarter, bro. Man, like, if I was Ja, when I get older, get my age, if I was him, and looking back on all the millions I lost out on because of my foolishness, like, this man's lost over 50 million so far, bro. When you add in suspensions and lost
And
endorsements.
endorsements,
Yeah, man. So that's the part where I say I think he needs to move smarter, man. Like, yeah, you probably got 200 M's, 250 M's, 300 M's in the bank already, but damn, 50 million is still 50 million. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? I don't want to attack his father, but his father's trying to live through him.
Oh, yeah. Y'all,
And they ain't really checking him. That's why he needs somebody in his camp that can actually get to him.
Right.
I think T, for how fun he is, interact with, and to dap up at games, he living through his son, and he ain't really checking his son. And now, because his son funds his lifestyle, Ja's the parent, more so than T's the parent now, because he controls the money and lifestyle.
That's a good point, man, because, like, you would never see LeVar Ball. Yeah, okay, all right. So LeVar Ball, he has his antics and, you know, his self-promotion, self-grandizing that he does. But at the end of the day, you know that LeVar is still LaMelo, Lonzo, LiAngelo, their dad, right? You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, that's you know, his sons, that's their dad, and he's going to be the father and do what, you know what I'm saying, what is necessary if his sons are in trouble or if he sees some things not going right. Like, he's going to be the one to check them, right? And I think T knew, because he's even alluded to it, like, he knew that Ja was headed, you know, for some rough pastures there. But just like you said, you know, the fact that, you know, you living off a job, you're basically living this lifestyle that you thought that you was going to live during your playing days, but, you know, stuff happens, man. So I just think that T just could never have the gumption to say, hey, sit your ass down somewhere, Ja. You know what I'm saying? All right, like I think if that conversation would have happened, I think we would have avoided what happened with Ja there, man. If T would just kind of just like checked him one good time, bro. Like, bro, you the man, but I'm your father at the end of the day, man.
Yeah, because it's kind of hard, like you said, bro. He controls the income for him. He controls the money.
The whole family, right?
So if I run afoul of him, he could cut me off.
Right.
Now I don't get to be the guy I want to be.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, you're going to respect me, though, as your father. And you're going to realize, damn, Pops did try to tell me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That this was going to happen if I kept going on like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then we get this surprising news today, JC.
Mm-hmm.
Mimicking the Memphis Grizzlies.
Mm-hmm.
The Denver Nuggets fire Michael Malone and said they're not going to renew the contract of Calvin Booth.
Right.
With 3 games left in the season. We thought Memphis was crazy with 9 games left.
Bro, yeah. 3 games left. Like you talking about a guy who won a championship 2 years ago, the all-time winningest coach in Nuggets history. He's been over there, been coaching them for 10 years. And you're going to fire him, with 3 games left? 4 games left in the season before y'all go to the playoffs? Like, what's really going on, man? And, yeah, you're right. It seemed like you could just change the name out, you know, the Grizzlies and Nuggets, and it's a very similar situation, man, you know, where from all reports that we're hearing so far, you know, and of course we'll get more as the days go by, but from the early reports you're hearing that he just kind of lost the locker room. You know, and I can see how that could happen. But to me, I'm still going to give you the respect of you being a championship coach to at least wait until after the season, after the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So something more had to happen. Because even with Taylor Jenkins, as surprising as it was, like, we knew it was coming. But with this situation with Denver, nobody saw that coming.
Yeah, and like the issue there was that him and Booth didn't get along.
But they fired the GM also.
Yeah,
though.
Booth got fired too.
Yeah.
They said they wouldn't renew his contract, but really he was forced out to go. So when Tim Connelly left to go to Minnesota, Booth was assistant GM, they hired Calvin Booth.
Right.
So you got Michael Malone guys in the front office and Booth guys.
Right.
Malone wants to have a more veteran-laden team.
Mm-hmm.
Booth wanted to go with the two-track path like Golden State tried with young guys.
Right.
And Michael Malone, a bench coach, don't want to play young guys who can't do their rotations or to run the offense the right way.
Right.
So Michael Malone and Booth didn't even talk to each other.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Michael Malone would talk about Booth behind his back, Booth behind Malone's back, and Josh Kroenke was like, I'm getting rid of both of y'all.
It's crazy. That's crazy, man. Yeah, man. So you wonder how that's going to affect Denver, you know, on this playoff run, man. Would that leave them kind of susceptible now to a early exit? Like, if you're the Grizzlies, you know, in this situation, if Denver somehow was to be the three and the Grizz can get that sixth spot, you know, what could happen now, you know? So, man, the NBA, bro, like, this season, like, more than any other season has been one of the weirdest, craziest seasons I can remember, man, with Luka getting traded, these firings going on, man, like, and then the playoffs kind of being up for grabs as far as we got two. It seemed like, you know, we got two teams in each conference that, you know, are legitimate one and two, but everybody else is like, what's going to happen? You know, so I'm slick excited for the playoffs, man. I really am.
Well, think about it, JC. In Sacramento, Mike Brown was beefing with Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox. Mm-hmm. Got fired. Taylor Jenkins and Jack Kleiman had beef in Memphis.
Right.
And then in the Denver, Booth and Malone, Denver, they got rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Harrell allowed Kleiman to get rid of Jenkins, and Vivek Ryan Diva let Monty McNair get rid of Mike Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like the model of getting rid of everybody, clean the house at the same time, JC. That's how you do in the NFL. Yeah. If you clean house, you can start afresh.
Yeah.
Because in Memphis, I feel like Kleiman made some bad deals with draft picks.
Yes.
Get David Roddy, Zaire Williams trade.
Yeah.
Marcus Smart trade, to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to lowball deals, lost Dorian Finney-Smith and other contracts. So I don't feel like Kleiman is about blame. Booth trying to go youth movement in Denver, and it failed. And Monty McNair in Sacramento trying to remake the Chicago Bulls. Like, what do you do? So I feel like these GMs are culpable, too. The coach is trying to make chicken bleep out of chicken, you know what.
Right. Nah, you're right, man. You know, it's a new day in the NBA, man. Like, we haven't seen it doesn't normally go like this. The way it's been, like, these clean sweeps and them getting rid of coaches, GMs all at the same time. So yeah, man, the NBA is crazy. It's going up.
I expect Bud to be fired in Phoenix.
Oh yeah. Hey, it makes sense from the beginning. Him going down there at all. You know, but that whole Phoenix situation has been a disaster from ever since the new owner got there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking Poppy never coming back. That's gonna be a job open up.
Yep.
And you know, maybe Chicago with Billy Donovan opens up.
Yeah,
I don't think they fired Nick Nurse. I don't think Nick Nurse gets fired with the Sixers yet.
Nah, they'll give him another year, man.
Does Billups come back to Portland on a new contract?
I think so. You know what? I think Portland, I was talking about them the other day. I think Portland is going to be a playoff team in the next 2 years, man. If not next season. I can see them making the play-in next season. They got some talent, man. They got some nice young pieces up there in Portland, man. Like, once those guys develop, kind of like how Houston was last couple of years, that's how I see that same mold of Portland. They just need, like, maybe one savvy veteran to go up there. And I can see Portland being in the mix in the future, man.
Yeah, man. So it's gonna be, we got a week to go. The West is all jumbled up, JC. Looking at the Grizz schedule, Charlotte, Minnesota, Denver, and Dallas. What is your gut tell you, JC, about this week for the Grizz?
I think they can make a clean sweep. I think they can win all these games, honestly. Who knows about Oklahoma City, right? As far as what they're going to do, are they going to rest or whatever the case may be in that situation? As far as Denver, like I said, that's the win, I think, at this point. I think the Grizz, you know, front court wise, we lack depth in that situation going up against them, but I see that as a possible win, man. Dallas. Yeah, AD's back, but ain't nobody shook. Ain't nobody scared of Dallas, you know? That Minnesota game, Minnesota, though, that's the one is kind of up for grabs, though. You know, that's an 8:30 tip on Thursday night. Depending on how healthy Ant is. Like, but the Grizz have had Minnesota's number all year long, though. So we got to see, you know, we got the season series already over them. So, yeah, man. Like, I think the Grizz could honestly make a claim where they could win all these remaining games, man. They're up big on Charlotte right now, of course, up in Charlotte, man. So, yeah, I think the Grizz can find a way to kind of maintain and stay in that sixth spot and stay out of the play-in.
And all thing about the Denver game, JC, is this. It's a back-to-back in Denver. Mm-hmm. Off of 8:30 tip.
Yeah, that's tough, bro.
That's the only crazy thing about it, bro.
That's tough, man. Yeah.
That's the thing about it.
You know? But hopefully you catch them still kind of shell-shocked. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, yeah. JC, before we go, I got to bring two Florida stories up for you, brother, before you go.
Okay.
Bring two. JC, we got a Florida man that got bitten to oblivion for playing peekaboo with an alligator in a suburban of Orlando.
Yeah. Hey, what they always say, man, you play stupid games, you're going to win stupid prizes, right? You know, Florida never disappoints. Never disappoints, man. You see, they did a show about the idea we were talking about some years ago, right?
They did the show.
You check out on HBO Max. It's called the show is called It's Florida Man. Like, It's Florida and then Man. Yeah, the same exact idea we were talking about, boss. They did a show. And what they do is they take real actors and they portray like the actual story, the news story. Yeah. So they took our idea, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, dog. So, man, listen, like I said, man, Florida, man, like, it's like I've been to Florida a few times, man, but I don't think I've been deep enough in Florida. Like, I want to go down there and experience and witness like a wild Florida man story, man, for myself.
It's crazy, JC. This is gonna blow your mind, JC.
Mm-hmm.
I got one for you out of Miami. Florida man arrested after launching fireworks at ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend's job to kill him. He didn't get her back.
You think he killed him?
He tried to.
Oh, okay.
He launched fireworks into his workplace.
Oh, okay.
He tried to take him out to get the girl back out of my head.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do to get your baby back, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's true love, man. That's a love story, man. That's a true Florida love story, man. This man will shoot fireworks.
My man come with fireworks.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
He gets gal back. Now he in jail.
Now he wants to go out with a bang, man.
Yes, sir. Hey, bro, it was fun, but we'll do this again, bro. This was fun. Yes, sir.
Oh, for sure. For sure, man. I appreciate it, boss.
No doubt. We're going to get up, bro, and I'll see you real soon, my guy. Play.
Oh, you already know. Yeah,
we're going to see you, bro. We're going to be in there, bro.
My God. All right, bro.
Hold it down, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews. You name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV. BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Gerald the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.